In Buffalo, federal agents have arrested three relatives of a man accused of being part of an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell. These men are charged with sending money overseas illegally, though prosecutors say there is no allegation of any real link to terror. In fact, one of those in custody is a high-profile civic leader for the local Muslim community. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Residents of Buffalo and its suburb Lackawanna are used to seeing Mohammed Al-Banna in the media. He's been a tireless spokesman for the Yemeni American community ever since September, when six young men were arrested after allegedly training at Al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. Al-Banna is the uncle of a seventh man being sought. He has attended countless hearings in the case and repeatedly asserted the men's innocence. Yesterday, in a move that shocked many, Al-Banna was arrested as he stood in the doorway of his Queen City Cigarettes and Candy wholesale company. His brother and a cousin were also arrested and all charged with illegally sending more than $480,000 to Yemen since the end of August. After the men were arraigned, U.S. Attorney Michael Battle briefly answered reporters' questions in the lobby of Buffalo's federal courthouse.
The illegality here is running a business without a license to do so appropriately under the U.S. Justice Department and the U.S. Department of Treasury.
But the fact that it was Yemen, that's the significance. Had this money gone to France, you wouldn't have gotten the scrutiny.
This case is related to the business here in Lackawanna and in Buffalo, running a business without a proper license.
Is there a question that any of this money was used for terrorist purposes?
There are no allegations of terrorism in this indictment at this time.
When asked to whom the money was going, Battle said he could not comment. Many in the local community say they know. Khalid Qazi, who worked with Al-Banna on the American Muslim Council, said it's common to send cash to struggling relatives back in Yemen, a time-worn tradition, he says, among all immigrant communities. Qazi said it's likely that people were funneling money through Al-Banna with his business connections.
And it's not uncommon for any recent immigrant to take funds for several families with them. Now, in the process of doing so, are they flouting the law? Yes, it's possible that in the process of doing so, they may be committing certain irregularities, knowingly or unknowingly.
U.S. law requires that money transfers of more than $10,000 be registered with the government. Another possible concern, 3 years ago in Buffalo, authorities broke up a cigarette smuggling scheme that allegedly funneled more than $1 million to Yemen. Muslim community spokesman Qazi said he has no knowledge of any wrongdoing by Al-Banna, but that the law will have to run its course. It's the same message Mohammed Al-Banna has been giving about the six Lackawanna men facing terrorism charges. In an interview with NPR in October, Al-Banna said local Muslims must do all they can to ease any taint of suspicion.
We are talking about our basic freedom of what this country stands for, and we need to make sure that this thing is investigated thoroughly, and we want to make sure that the fact of this case comes out.
Al-Banna and his relatives all pleaded innocent. If convicted of illegal money transfers, they would face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.